Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Apologetics on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Phil Stone, and on this episode, I'm very pleased to be joined by Bishop Donald Sanborn, Rector of Most Holy Trinity Seminary in Brooksville, Florida. Welcome back to you, my Lord.
Thank you for having me.
And yes, welcome to a new year, a brand new Trumperific 2017 with the newly inaugurated president. He's already signed about 100 executive orders, it seems like, my Lord.
Yes, he is doing exactly what he said he would do. Certain things the president can do by himself, and certain things the Congress must do. But he has done everything that he promised to do, including that very controversial exclusion or temporary exclusion of people coming in from certain Muslim countries. He said he would do that. And, of course, it made the liberals explode over here. I mean, it just you have no idea how tense it is over here with regard to that. And, of course, you know, the liberal press has just declared war on him.
Yes.
They overplayed that whole thing with the Australian prime minister as if, you know, he hung up the phone on him.
No.
The reason why it's just not true. The reason why he was upset was not at the Australian prime minister. He was upset at Obama for having promised that to the Australian prime minister.
Yes.
That's why it was like news to him. Like, what? You know, that we're supposed to take all of these people that you have on these islands? And so he was, you know, taken aback and upset by it. But it was nothing against Australia. But, you know, then the media, like, he's wrecking our alliance with Australia and, you know, he's terrible. But I just saw today that he's going to honor that deal that Obama made with Australia. So,
yeah.
You know, there's nothing he can do about it. But that was the only thing. They have declared war on him, just war.
Well, I think our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who's another ex-businessman, by the way, he owes a little bit of fault to this as well. He announced that Obama had agreed to it 5 days after President elect Trump was elected. So I think there's a bit of kind of gotcha going on here, try to back him into a corner.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So there's weeping and gnashing of teeth over here too.
But he is doing everything he said he would do. So, I mean, nobody should be surprised. He's doing it very efficaciously. He's very how would you say? He's not a typical politician, because politicians get in and don't do anything that they say that they said they would do.
Yes.
But he is doing everything one by one, overturning many things that have been around for a long time that are bad. He said, for example, he's going to overturn the Johnson law, which is goes back to the 1960s, President Johnson in the 1960s, whereby he wanted to shut up all of these conservatives in Texas, these conservative Baptists in Texas. And he made a law that said churches cannot support any political candidate. They have to just keep quiet about politics. And he's going to revoke that so that churches can actually promote a certain candidate.
That's right.
I mean, that was something new that was just cooked up. And Johnson, who was one of the most corrupt presidents we ever had. And so he just wanted to get elected in Texas to something. I forget what it was.
Mm.
So he's going to revoke that. I think, you know, right now he's rustling and a lot of feathers and making people uncomfortable. But in the long term, I think he's going to be very popular.
Yes.
You know, he's coming in very strong right now, but it will settle down.
Yeah.
But the liberals are livid. They're livid and I've never seen anything like this in this country. It's almost enough.